So we identified what we thought were a few issues of challenges, and Matt's going to talk about those. He addresses them and fields them daily. So, Matt, I'll turn it over to you. I'm going to pass the mic over to Matt so everyone can hear him.
Evening, everyone. Can you hear me? So, back in November when we were approached by Yachty's Commission, the main question was, well, we had all the money in the world to do what we wanted in the harbor. What are some of the issues that you would want to address? So, in the past 2 years, the main issues that I've seen, again, you know, almost on a day-to-day basis during the summertime, and especially during the festivals, was public access during the festivals. So, a lot of times people have to go through Harbor Park, through Harbor Park during the Lobster Festival, Main Boat Zones and Harbors News Festival, and that presents quite a challenge for them to get all their equipment and stuff all the way down tiers and back on their boats. So that was number one. Also, access during the American Cruise Line small boutique ships, you know, they hold 125 people, small white ones, 250 feet long or so. They usually moor up once a week, but they usually don't come in. They can't come in during any of the festivals or Blues Fest, Main Boats, Homes and Arbors, so on and so forth, because they simply don't have any access to all the way down to the docks. Also, access for these ships. There was actually a storm just before one of the events, and we couldn't have them moor up that week simply because the physical structure of the dock, where they moor up, just couldn't support them with the amount of easterly wind that we had forecasted for the next couple of days, so they couldn't come in. Number two, the wave action. So, as most of you know, you get any type of easterly blow in the harbor, you get a lot of chop. It goes all the way in, and it beats off of the concrete wall and granite wall, and then beats back out, sort of like a mirror effect off of the wall. So when we have a lot of boats come in and they're sitting on the dock, a lot of times people don't want to stay overnight on the dock simply because they roll quite a bit. Even if it's just a ground swell that actually sweeps around from offshore. So really, you don't have a ton of protection right there in the building. So I know in the earlier plans that you saw on paper, they showed the building moving all the way over to the Blues. Part of the reason for that, 2 years ago, we were talking about a rehabilitation project for the public land right here. That's the Harbor Master Building. So within that plan, they were doing research, and according to the 100-year floodplain, we would have to move the building approximately 14 feet this way, and then raise it 3 to 4 feet, put a foundation under it, so that in the future it actually wasn't below that 100-year floodplain. Being that there's a lot of historical value in the building, I would think that would be a pretty good idea. So in talking about this new plan, well, why don't we move it over to the middle pier instead of just moving 14 feet here? So that was the first part of the reason why we'd want to move the building. The second reason was the actual access to the public landing right here. So when most of you have already been down there, you know it's quite steep when you're trying to walk up that ramp. In moving the building, it would create a lot more space where we could actually significantly reduce the angle of the ramp to make it easier for people to access it, especially with the cars trying to bring their baggage up and over over the pier, so on and so forth. And then right here, you'll notice that the Harbor Park Walk, if we could tie that straight into the pier itself, it would be a seamless transition. So you didn't actually have to walk downstairs or go down that ramp side on the other side. I see, especially during the wintertime, it's kind of a struggle for people. Then I would like to talk about the current conditions of the pier. So here's the public landing right here. Then you have the middle pier right here. If you walk down on the middle pier, for instance, you'll notice that the actual deck where it's asphalt is starting to cave in quite a few spots. So obviously we'll have to rip that out, repair any sinkholes, and put a new deck on it. The decking that is around, the wooden decking that goes around the front will need to be replaced shortly, along with quite a few of the piles, the pilings that actually support it. The floats are in okay shape. They're steel floats, not really conducive to some of the customers that we get down there. Basically, we manage with what we have. But in the near future, there's no doubt we're going to need to put some money into that infrastructure. Same goes for the public landing. The deck itself is old. It was a bridge that was built in the early 1900s. And if you look underneath it, it'll need some pretty significant repair in the relatively near future. So where do we go for funding, I guess, is the question. How do we pay for that? So that's where it helps to be able to work with other entities, especially when you're applying for federal funding. If you can show a public-private work together, then a lot of times it's easier to manage these grants. So thanks for your time. And just so you know, I'm available in the office anytime. You can ask questions, email, call, anything.